Lili Nishmas, Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're continuing in Siman Tafayin Beis. We're up to the halachas of the Dalet Kosos. Sifches, Tzarech Lishtos Arba Kosos Ala Seder. You have to drink the four cups of wine in their proper place during the Seder. Vim Shosan Zeh Achar Zeh, Shaloka Seder Ola Yotze. If you drink them all at once, you're not Yotze. You're only Yotze one cup. Let's say a person drank all four cups of wine with Kiddush. So, you're Yotze one cup of wine. The mitzvah of the four cups of wine is that each one is at a certain part of the Seder. The first kos is with Kiddush. The second kos goes along with Magid and is drunk at the end of Magid. The third kos is drunk with benching. And the fourth kos goes together with the halal after the Suda. So the four cups have to be drunk at the proper time at the Seder. Sifkes. Shir HaKos Revis. Le'achar Shim Zegenu. The shir, the kos, has to hold a revis after it's mixed. In the old days, their wines were very, very, very thick, almost like a syrup. And therefore, they would take their wines and mix it with water in order to make it more drinkable. Nowadays, we don't do this. Our wines come ready-made. So the lach is that after it's mixed, it has to be a revis. So for us, the cup has to hold a revis of wine. Oh. How much is that? So the standard shita is 3 ounces, which is 86 milliliters. The gematria is kos. Kaf vav samach is gematria 86. And that's the standard shita, that a cup of 3 ounces is enough. There's a whole discussion that maybe the measurement of revis is bigger. And the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to the size of the measurements, by mitzvahs d'oraisa we're machmir, and by mitzvahs d'rabbanan we're mekil. And since the Dalet Kosos are mitzvah d'rabbanan, so we're mekil, that 3 ounces is enough. And that's the standard shita. Some are machmir to have a bigger cup, a 4 ounces. The Chazon Ish holds a cup should hold more than 5 ounces, 150 milliliters. Some follow that opinion, but the standard shita is 3 ounces. Now, there's one exception. When the Seder is Friday night, then the first cup of wine at the Seder is also Kiddush. So we view Kiddush on Yom Tov, we view it as if assume it's a Derabbanan. But Kiddush on Shabbos, the mitzvah to say Kiddush is Deraisa. Now, having the wine is only a mitzvah Derabbanan. But still, since the Iker, since the primary aspect of Kiddush Friday night is Deraisa, so the Mishnah recommends that when you're making Kiddush Friday night, the first cup should be the larger amount, preferably 5.1 ounces, but at least 4 ounces. So when the Seder is on Friday night, then the first cup, one should use the larger size, and for the rest of the cups, 3 ounces is enough. But when the Seder is on a regular night, not on Friday night, not on Lel Shabbos, then all of the four cups can be a regular revis of 3 ounces. How much do you have to drink? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Vishta kulo o rubo. Ideally drink the entire cup, but at least drink rov kos. Vineshbo harbe revios, shosimenu kol pkach bnei adam, kmin revios shabo. Vyesha omrim shaykh lishtos rov kos, afil machzi kama revios. What if it's a very big cup? So the second view holds, you have to always drink rov kos. The first view says no. The first view says, if you can have more than one person be yotzei from one cup, as long as each person drinks the right amount. The right amount is a mole lugma, which is a rov revis, approximately 1.6 ounces. So that would be enough. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we pass in like that first view. So therefore, if you put together what the Shulchan Aruch says with this comment of the Mishnah Berurah, so the halacha comes out as follows. At the very least, one must drink a majority of a revis, which is a mole lugma, and that's 1.6 ounces. No matter what, that's how much every person has to drink at the Seder. Preferably, you should drink rov kos, which is, rov of how big the cup is. And ideally, one should drink the entire cup. Now, here there's a comment of the Mishnah Berurah, which ends up being quite lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah says that, it's hard to drink the rov of a big kos. So what should you do? He says, Lo yikach kos gadol, ra kos shemachzik revis. In order to be able to fulfill the opinion of Rov Kos, it's better to take a smaller cup, which you know is a revis, than take a big cup, which is too big. It's hard to drink Rov Kos. Some Kiddush cups have 8 ounces. 8 ounces means Rov Kos is more than 4 ounces. It's very hard to drink for that much for every cup at the Seder. So therefore, instead of taking an 8-ounce cup and struggling to drink the Rov Kos or the whole Kos, take a 3.5-ounce cup, and then you can for sure drink Rov Kos, and maybe even drink the whole cup each time. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's, advice, and that's what people should do in order to be able to fulfill, really, that the halacha is, it's really better, it's preferable to drink Rov Kos, and not rely on just drinking a Mulei Lugmav, which is a Rov Revis. I mentioned before that the minimum is to drink a Mulei Lugmav, which we assume is a Rov Revis, that's 1.6 ounces. The Sfarim quote from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that if someone's not feeling well and it's very hard to drink even that much, then one can drink 1 ounce, and really even 3/4 of an ounce is enough to be Yotze Bidyevet if someone is not feeling well. Now, B'ezrat Hashem, we're going to be discussing in a later shir about using grape juice. And many poskim say one can use grape juice, Rav Salvechik, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So it comes out as follows. With grape juice, it's not so difficult to drink a Rov Kos because it's easy to drink grape juice. When people have a Seder, you don't always have exactly the exact size cups. Everyone has the same cup. Let's say you're at a Seder, and some of the cups are 8-ounce cups, and some of the cups are 4-ounce cups. So I would recommend as follows, that the people that are using grape juice, they can use the 8-ounce cups, because then they can easily drink more than the Rov Kos for every cup at the Seder. The ones having wine, they should probably use the 4-ounce cups, because that way they can fulfill the idea of Rov Kos, or even the entire Kos. Once there's a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, they have a second night Seder for all the Talmidim who are in yeshiva. And so the person setting the table used these very nice glass cups for the Seder. And they were very large, like 8-ounce cups. So the boys knew the halacha of drinking Rov Kos, and they drank Rov Kos. And some of the boys, by the fourth cup, were in a good mood. And they drank a lot of wine at that Seder. So they were Yotzei the Mitzvah, but that's not the way to do things. If you're going to be drinking wine at the Seder, don't use an 8-ounce large cup. Use a regular size cup. 3 ounces is enough. 3.5 ounces is enough, based on that comment of the Mishnah Berurah. Finally, the Rama says, V'tzarech lishtos hashir shelo behefsek gadol b'intayim. You should drink the amount without a long break. A long break in the middle. So what does this mean? So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes that l'chadchila, one should drink the amount in what's called kidei shtiyas revis. Kidei shtiyas revis means that you drink the amount with one short pause during the drinking. You bring it. Rav David Feinstein Shlita explains, you bring it to your mouth to drink the wine, take a short break, and then bring it to your mouth again to drink it a second time. And that's not hard to do. That's how you should drink the wine. If that's not possible, so the Mishnah Berurah says that we paskin, make a radin, that is really kidei achilas pras, which is, the poskim assume is 4 minutes. So therefore, ideally, drink the wine at one time, or with one short pause in the middle. And if that's not possible, then one can be yotzei by drinking b'kidei achilas pras, which is within 4 minutes. Okay, we'll stop here. I just wanted to add that for around 2 decades, another measurement was mentioned, 3.3 ounces. It was quoted in the name of Moshe Feinstein. This is based on the idea that a revis is the volume of 1.5 eggs. And so most poskim assume that the volume of an egg is around 2 ounces. Which makes a revis 3 ounces. However, in the original Kol Dodi Haggadah, So it's brought down that one of Moshe Feinstein's Talmidim measured the eggs, and he assumed it was one egg was 2.2 ounces. If an egg is 2.2 ounces, so then Rav Yehuda would be 3.3. And that was quoted as a Moshe Feinstein's opinion. However, around 15 years ago, Rav Bodner Shlita put out his Kazayas book, and he measured everything very carefully. And he pointed out that the eggs, the standard grade A large eggs, are just under 2 ounces. And he wrote a letter to Rav David Feinstein, and this letter is, and Rav David's response is printed in the Kazayas book, page 24, note 24. And Rav David says, Rav Moshe didn't measure the eggs himself, a Talmud measured them. And Rav David writes to Rav Bodner that if you, Rav Bodner, say that the egg is 2 ounces, then that's the halacha. And we assume that Arviz is 3 ounces. And since that Kazayas Sefer came out, Rav David Feinstein has been publishing 3 ounces, not 3.3. So the 3.3 opinion sort of doesn't exist anymore, because there's no big posek who holds 3.3. It was assumed that was a Moshe Feinstein's opinion, but now Rav David himself says no. So Rav David himself writes it's 3 ounces, and that's the assumption that the standard Shita says 3 ounces. Oh, if you see that someone quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein saying 3.3 nowadays, that indeed is a mistake. Even Rav Moshe agrees that a standard Reviz is 3 ounces. Okay, we'll stop here.